Ready?
Okay. So the next shear that we want to hazer in our Isamim Sfas B'chol shear is packet 25, Pas Akum. So there is an Isra Pas Akum. The Isra is quoted in the Sechas of the Zara, Lamed Hei. Ramam quotes it in Machos Asuras, Perakid Zayin. And the reason why Pas Akum is Aser is the Chacham Aser that Mishum Chasnus. Because they want to make sure that there's some separation, some divide between the Jew and the Goy. Because they feel that if people, again, passes the staple of meal. So if the Jew and the Goy are eating together in a friendly way, so they're afraid that maybe that caused intermarriage. So Mishum Chasnus, the Rabbanan made a gzera, and they asked Pas Akum. Okay? Now, this is true even if all the ingredients are kosher. This is not a kosher treif thing. This is a gzera mishum chasnas. Okay. So now, what constitutes pas akum? So, the Shulchan Aruch, for most of these things, I just kind of quoted the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Beis, Siftes, goes to Rambam, and says that it's pas akum if the goy does the whole thing. But if the Yisrael is mishtatif with the baking of the pas, then it's mutter. And that contribution that the Yisrael makes could be any contribution. It could be he helps in the baking, he lights the fire, he stirs it, or even if he just throws a piece of wood. He's zoriak a little a kisum. He throws a little piece of eitz of wood into the fire. So even though you say he didn't really contribute to the actual baking of the bread, but since he participated in some way, so therefore it's not pas akum, because says the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that all you need is a heker that pas akum is aser. Something just to make some type of a distinction. So even if the Yisrael just throws a little piece of eitz in, that would suffice to make all that bread mutter, and it would be considered pas Yisrael. The Rama adds on that if you blow on the fire, that would be the equivalent of being machata, of stirring, and therefore that would be mutter, would be considered pas Yisrael, not pas akum. Now there is another concept, another application, which we're familiar with, called pas halter. Okay, there's pas balabais, which is, you know, the neighbor. So balabas, he bakes bread and he invites the Jew over. So that's what we just discussed before. That's usher, and unless he stalls mishtatef in the baking, pas halter means that it's a business. Meaning he's a baker. He sells his bread. So what's the halacha there? So the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Beis, Sif Beis says that there are some places, Yesh Makomos, that the people are makel on pas palter to buy bread from the bakeries, the nedrish bakeries. So again, everything assuming is kosher, so it's not a treif issue, but they buy it even though the palter is a goy, assuming that there's no naftom Yisrael, assuming that there's no Jewish baker around. So this is considered to be a shasa chach, because bread is a staple of people's food, meals. Of the Suda is the Ikar HaSuda is pas. So therefore, Mishum Shas and Chak, they are those that are makel to rely on the pas palter. Not pas balabais, but pas palter from a bakery. The Rama adds on that Yesh Omrim, that even when pas Yisrael is available, pas palter is still mutter. And this is based on the Mordechai, because the Mordechai says that this Isser is not Pashat. Not Pashat Yisur B'chol Yisrael. So therefore, the heter is even if Pas Yisrael is available. And that's what many Ashkenazim rely on. They just buy bread, even though it's not Pas Yisrael.
Ramallah.
So those are
you said what? Ramah quotes the Mordechai?
The Ramah. It's a Mar Mokh Milach. It's based on a Mordechai. But just, remember it's the Ramah. So the Machaber is Mekel on Pas Palter, but only if a Naftom Yisrael is if there's no Pass Yisrael available. The Ramah is making on Pass Palter even if Pass Yisrael is available. Okay, so far we had two categories. We had Pass Balabayas and we had Pass Palter. Now, there could be a third category. And this third category is quoted in the Masorah Journal. Rabbi Ginnack has an article that they think Rabbi Greenblatt spoke to Rabbi Moshe about this. And Rabbi Moshe spoke about something which is common in our days. It wasn't common in the days of the Gemara, but that's called factories, industrial products, that you don't even see the baker. It's not like the Pass Balabais is the neighbor and Pass Palter is the bakery, you know, see, but at least you see the baker. Here, in the world of industrial food products, you don't even see the baker. There's no connection between the buyer and the guy who made it. You're just going to a shelf and taking it off the shelf in the supermarket. So Moshe says that is even better than Pass Palter. It's like a third category. That'd be Mutter Lagamre. This called, you know, Beis Haroshes, factory. And one ramification of this, which I think Rabbi Ginnack, you know, Simon pointed out, was that maybe it should be Mutter even for Sardim, even for the Machaber, because all the Machaber was making on he was machmir on Pass Palter when there's Pass Yisrael available, but this is better. This is super Pass Palter. This is Beis Haroshes. So So one nafkamina could be that it's mutter for even Sfardim. Another nafkamina, number two over here, you'll see Rav Abadi quotes, Rav Simon said, that by Aseres Yimei Truva, when people, some people have a minhug to be makil, even if you're Ashkenazim, to be makil on Pass, to be machmer on Pass Yisrael, not to rely on Pass Palter. But Rabbi points out, but Beis Haroshes should be even better than Pass Palter. So therefore, even during Aseres Yimei Truva, you should be allowed to eat industrial products, which more or less does away with that whole chumrah because everything we buy is industrial. Rabbi Simon pointed out a third thing that he, Rabbi Simon wants to tell you, is not going to be a heter. And that is that there are some who are based on a Ramah, there are some, put in brackets over here, and I enshrined the Ramah and Rishman Beis and the Nosei Kelim there. There are some that have a practice that on Shabbos and Yom Tov they only eat Pas Yisrael. So Rabbi Simon wanted to say that maybe the heter Beit Haroshes would not help for that. Because maybe it's still not the Milo of Pass Yisrael, maybe, Rabbi Simon theorized. It may not be the Isser of Pass Akum, but if there's a Milo to Pass Yisrael, the Beis Haroshes doesn't have that. So Rabbi Simon, you know, wants to put out there that maybe it wouldn't be a heter. You know, Beis Haroshes would not help for that. Okay. Moving on. So the next thing is the C over here. Shulchan Aruch Kufir Beis Vav, Rabbi Simon pointed out a machlokas mechaber amah, and that is where in a case when we are mekel on palter. Let's say there's no Pass Yisrael motzi, so the mechaber mekel on palter. That's even if it has eggs which are nilosh are kneaded into it, or even if there's eggs which are, you know, coating the top in some way. So it would still be mutter. It still be considered Pass Palter and be mutter. However, the Ramah says that if there's beitzim on top of it, coating the top, it would, since the beitzim are be'en, would be usher. It's not pas akum, but it's bishal akum, because we view those eggs as be'en. So since the guy did it, so now it's a bishal akum issue, not a pas akum issue. So therefore, the Ramah would be machmer on that. Rav Simon did not go into applications about different types of glazes and coatings. He just gave us that idea of that Shulchan Aruch. So we're going to leave it at that. The third issue that Rabbi Simon spoke about was when is this Isser of Pas Akum Chal? When does it set in? So it's Machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Rashba says it kicks in at Shas Afiyah, when it was baked. If it was baked by a guy, it's Pas Akum. If it's baked by Yisrael, Pass Yisrael. Whatever happens afterwards doesn't matter. So if Yisrael bakes it, even if he gives it to a guy, and then the guy invites a Jew over, it's still past Israel. It doesn't change because a guy now owns it. It's Talay and Shasafia. The Ra'a argues, and he says it's Talay on the time that the Israel encounters it, because of Mishum Chasnus. So you have to reevaluate it. If a guy is inviting Israel over, so the mice is coming from the guy. So the fact that Israel made it, you know, and then gave it to the guy shouldn't matter. So it's totally on the time when the Israel gets it. Just as a Derech Agav, Rabbi Simon quoted Rabbi Suna, saying that maybe the Rashba holds its Shasafia, holds its Mitzra Cheftza, and the Ra'a holds its Mitzra Gavra, you know, Mishum Chasnus. Okay, that's just the idea. You know, you could think about it later. But that's the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch and Kofir Beis Zayin says Rashba, Shasafia. So therefore, if you have Pas Balabais, it's Usr, even if, you know, it ends up by a Palter and you buy from a Palter. It would not be Pas Palter, it would be Pas Balabais. It's totally on Shasafia. And for instance, Pas Palter would be Mutter, even if now a guy buys it, and now it's Pas. Now a Goyish Balabas owns it, it's still Pas Palter because it was baked by a Palter. So that's when the Isser sets in. I put in brackets over here, Ayin Kofi Bez Gimel, I think it is. And that is, I saw him didn't quote it, but I'm just showing you a Mare Mokum. In that Machaber, he seems to maybe say it's not totally in Shasafia and the Shach and the Nosakim deal with it. But in Kofi Beis Zayin, he clearly says Shasafia. And he uses the words Shasafia, is quoting the Rashba. Okay, how to deal with that with Sif Gimel, Zayin Chom the Nosakim. Two other heterim of Pas Akum is over here, you'll see a Shulchan Aruch Kofir Beis Yud Gimel, and that is an interesting halacha. If let's say you have a case where someone is machmir on Pas Palter and he has a guest over at his house, and the guest is make on Pas Palter. So let's say the guest brought some Pas Palter to the table. So now the Balabas, he's there with his guest and the Pas Palter on the table. And assuming, let's say, the Pas Palter is a better quality than the Pas Yisrael that's on the table. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what is the Machabir saying, is that Mishum Kavadoi Reach, the Balabas, you should make Hamotzi on the Pas Palter, and the Balabas should eat that, the whole meal, he's mutter with that Pas Palter, Mishum Kavadoi Reach. So that's a very interesting halacha. And the last, I think, point Reis Haim mentioned was the halacha in Kufir Beis Tesvav, and that is there's no din of Tam Ki Iker by Pas Akum. So if someone's machmir on Pas Palter, or you don't have to worry about blias of Pas Akum. There's no din of, like, Adikadei Kach, they didn't go, there's no Tam Ki Iker by Pas Akum. Okay, so that, I think, is the Sikum for Reis Haim's Pas Akum Shir.